From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News. I'm Jim Culp. It's early morning at the Woods, a senior retirement park in Little River. The birds are chirping. The coffee is brewing. A group of dedicated homeowners are preparing for their weekly Zoom meeting to discuss the number one topic in this community, buying it from the owners, Sequoia Living, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Friday was very special because the result of a vote by homeowners on plans to purchase the 169-home park will be announced. A few weeks ago, Sequoia Living indicated that it favored a proposal by the Woods residents to buy the park and all its infrastructure. The only problem was that the decision would require an 80% approval vote by the prospective owners. Friday's meeting brought the news. Acting chair of the newly formed Woods Cooperative Association, Jim Krechik, says his team has put in hundreds of hours into developing purchase terms and conditions. They've been working closely with the Davis, California-based nonprofit Resident-Owned Community Group, which provides guidance to new community-based co-ops and helps them secure loans. Members of that group will be part of Friday's meeting, which normally has over 60 residents in attendance. The technical crew makes sure that the Zoom hookup is working and that all who want to participate can be seen and heard. It will be a true example of grassroots democracy in action. The acting chair of the cooperative begins by thanking everyone for their help in making the pending purchase a reality. If it is approved, the Woods Cooperative Association will become one of only a few such groups in California. Like at any political convention, the totals are tallied, in this case by Barbara Cohen and Rick Harris. One by one, the tally goes on. Soon, it becomes clear that all members of the cooperative have voted yes, a clear victory for those who supported purchasing the park. Applause breaks out. One attendee lifts a magnum of champagne, no doubt to be shared with everybody after the meeting. The group's acting chair, Jim Krechik, offers his congratulations. The approval battle has been won. Jim Krechik.
You know, community only happens when community comes together to act, and it's a very powerful thing to witness. Feeling that I witnessed this with our community, we needed 80% of the residents to vote in favor of proceeding with this sale. As a result of our collective efforts, we have a vote of 100% to proceed with the sale, and to me that's just an astonishing thing. So I'm very grateful. It was exciting and gratifying, to put it mildly. We're looking forward to proceeding with the next steps in this process.
What will that next step be?
Well, the next steps are those defined by the contract of sale that we entered into with Sequoia Living. The steps include permanent financing, signing contracts with a number of service providers, including people to maintain the systems, the utility systems here in the Woods, and completing what's called due diligence, which is a process of evaluating the existing utility systems in the buildings and so forth that we're purchasing to make sure that everything is in appropriately good condition.
What lies ahead is a detailed process of preparing the real estate contracts and obtaining mutual agreements to them. In the process that you and your team have just finished, what was the most difficult part?
The most difficult part, I would say, was teaching everyone how to work with Zoom, including myself. When we started this process in mid-March, we were all still under pretty tight COVID restrictions that prohibited any kind of gathering of more than two or three people. So it was a real challenge to have community meetings in that environment. Zoom, which I'm assuming everyone knows is a commercial online conferencing product, is pretty easy to use, but this community is a lot of older citizens and in some cases don't even have computers. So I'm really pleased at the way the community has learned and having these meetings now in recent days seems almost second nature, and at the beginning of this process it definitely was a learning curve. So that was probably the most difficult thing we had to deal with.
What are you personally looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to being done with crisis management, which I'm assuming will happen once we get through all of these conditions and contractual deadlines that relate to the sale. We've all in the community and between the community and our technical support team had to learn how to work together on the run. The metaphor I like to use is that we've been assembling a car while we're driving down the road at 100 miles an hour, and it's been a challenge, but we're learning. We've gotten to know each other. I think we have a good fit with our technical support team that will be with us in some form or another for the next 10 years after we purchase the park. We're a community like any other, and we need to continue to learn how to work together and collaborate on what I'm sure will be many difficult decisions down the road.
I'm Jim Cullen. For all our local news, with photos and more, go to kzyx.org.